Mr. Bauer, thank you again for accepting our invite for the JVL Neighborhood Association candidates or People's Forum Part 1. You are running for the St. Louis Recorder of Deeds. So, by saying that, we have some questions for you. Two questions. You have a one-minute intro. Then we're going to ask you two questions, and your answers are, or should be, 1 minute. The outro is 1:30. You will hear 30 seconds when it's 30 seconds before the end of your time.
Okay.
Now, for the sake of understanding what the constituents are listening to, the recorder of deeds, they keep and protect the official records of the people and property in St. Louis, especially land, documents, marriage license, birth and death certificate, and historical archives, and make them legally accessible to the public. So by saying that, first question. Well, I'm sorry. Let me start with your intro.
Okay. Hello, I'm Jerome Bauer. I am the Green Party of St. Louis endorsed candidate for Recorder of Deeds. This is the second time I've run for this office. I am a trained manuscript librarian, but now I'm blind. So, if elected, to do the job, I would have to delegate authority and not micromanage. That's what we all should be doing anyway, and it comes naturally to me. I have an idea that I spell IDEA.
30 seconds.
I is for inclusion. D is for diversity. E is for equity. And A is for accessibility. If elected, I would do my very best to make the Office of the Recorder of Deeds and all of St. Louis as accessible as possible to all our citizens so that everybody can go where we need to go and do what we need to do. That's a good idea.
Time.
And I hope it catches on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bauer. I've heard a lot, you said a lot, which takes me to my first question. With your concept and your idea, what kind of experience do you have that qualifies you to do this type of work? Now, you have 1 minute for that question.
Okay, well, I'm a trained manuscript librarian. When I was a college teacher, I had a very bibliographic approach to college teaching. I considered myself bibliographic assistant to all of my students, and if elected, I would be bibliographic assistant to the city. I worked for 3 years as assistant South Asian bibliographer at the Van Pelt Library at
30 seconds.
Of Pennsylvania. And since I'm blind, I'm having to get used to going to do everything a whole new way. So I would be very, very sympathetic to making, the office as accessible as possible to everybody with all kinds of disabilities. I'm a disabled man. Of course, this has to be my special interest right now.
Time.
I have no other choice.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Thank you for that. You did mention a couple of things that would segue into our second question. You mentioned you would do it a whole new way. And even given the fact of your disability, can you share to the constituents, if elected, in what way are you going to operate the office? What are you going to do different? How will you do it? They want to hear some of your details. So please share some of your plan on how will you make it this whole new way you talked about.
Well, I would make sure that we have all of the most up-to-date assistive technology. Everything is available in Braille. And and I would make sure that all of the up-to-date, most up-to-date assistive technology is available. But of course, it's not just about technology, it's about
30 seconds
in relationships with people. So I would just reach out and I talk to everybody and be as open as possible. As I say, I would delegate authority and not micromanage. So, I really have no choice but to do that. That's what we all should be doing anyway, but it comes naturally to me. So I would listen to everybody and form a plan based on
time.
Consensus. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. So in closing, we have a minute and 30 seconds, and I ask, because of your disability and because of this new way that you're having, in your minute and 30 seconds, some of the constituents are going to be concerned that your disability is what it is. Can you assure us in your minute and a half that that won't be a problem? And also your closing statement for a minute and 30 seconds. You want to say
Last year, a tornado passed directly over my home. I'm lucky to be alive. I'm lucky the trees that hit my house didn't kill me. I'm lucky to have a roof over my head. My neighbor across the street was not so lucky. Now I'm having to deal with insurance companies, and I'm having to deal with predatory contractors. There's still a $31,000 lien, mechanics lien on my property, and I've managed to buy by reaching out with a little help from my friends, you know, to manage all of these issues quite successfully. I'm also having to deal with real estate speculators who want to buy my home, but it's not for sale. It is my home. This is where I live. So now there's a sign on my front lawn that says, attention all real estate speculators, public and private. This owner-occupied home is not for sale and not vacant.
30 seconds.
The vultures are beginning to circle my house. Actually, they've been circling all 21 years I've had it. I'm used to this. So, if elected, I would bring a great deal of compassion and empathy to the job because I'm in the same boat as so many other St. Louisans, just trying to keep a roof over my head. I know I probably won't win the election, but I consider it my civic duty to run for public office.
Time.
Because uncontested elections are bad for democracy.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Thank you for your time, your questions, your answers, your participation. And you're definitely an inspiration to many.